Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the special message from Dr. Andrew Farley and the Grace Message. My name is Bob Davis, and it's my pleasure to be here in the studio with Andrew today for a first-ever behind-the-scenes conversation about some exciting news that we think you'll want to hear about the Grace Message. But first, Andrew, I know you'll want to say hello to all the listeners and just give them a good, happy greeting.
Yes. Well, Bob, first, I want to say it's a pleasure to be here with you today. I'm excited to talk about the Grace Message, the history of where we've come from and where we're going. And I just want to say hello to everybody out there. We appreciate your loyal listenership and your support. We love you and we thank you.
Well, my friend, let's start with a little bit of a background for listeners who are new to the Grace Message ministry. Andrew, of course, you and I have known each other for more than 20 years, and I know how important the message of God's grace is to you. But for those listening, how has the grace of God and Jesus Christ impacted your personal life?
Yeah, well, many know that I was on the floor of my apartment at 17, 18, 19 years old, begging God for answers. And I was saying, God, I'm just confused. I'm doing everything they said to do. I'm sharing my faith with everybody that I meet, and I'm in church every time the doors are open, and I'm reading my Bible 4 and 5 hours a day, but I still don't feel like I'm growing spiritually. I don't feel like I'm getting any closer to you. So where did I go wrong, God? My formula is broken. And Bob, I was just desperate for answers, and I can't say that it was a lightning bolt out of heaven or that it was like sky riding in the sky or anything. It was more like 10 years of replacing old thoughts with new thoughts, and at the center of that was God's grace. I knew about God's grace for salvation, but I was absolutely miserable in my daily life, thinking that I was disappointing Him, frustrating Him. And, you know, you and others who you ministered along with, oh my goodness, you guys were a big encouragement to me, even in my teen years long ago. And I just remember poring over the book of Hebrews and poring over the book of Romans and really watching as God broke down all of my preconceived notions, and I began to see the new covenant for the very first time. So that's why grace is so important to me. Literally, the grace of God saved my life. I would have been continuing in the streets of Italy and Greece and halfway houses, jails, yeah, prisons, trying to preach enough gospel and share my faith enough so that I could feel good about me, so that I could sleep. And in those desperate times, that's where God met me and taught me His grace, and I'm just so grateful.
Well, it was a wonderful thing to see your growth through those years, Andrew. It still, of course, tells of a strong impact on you personally, but now let's look at the other side, the organizational side. What led you to start the ministry?
Yeah, well, long ago, I was a professor at Notre Dame, and that was my first job out of graduate school in South Bend, Indiana. And by the way, we were robbed 3 times there in South Bend. Oh my goodness, wanted to get out of there so bad. And there was a little church in Lubbock, Texas that was looking for a pastor, and they remembered me from a conference that I had done years ago, and they said, hey, we're in need of a pastor. Would you be interested? And I said, well, I'll come down there and spend a summer with you, and we'll get to know each other, and we'll see where it goes. So I went down for 3 months during a sabbatical from Notre Dame, and at the end of those 3 months, I didn't want to leave. And I looked to my wife and I said, honey, I think we're destined to be here. This is just awesome. These people, their hearts, their focus, their mission is the same as ours, and I think we have a bright future here. And she said, okay, which was a big surprise. You know, the church at that time only had a few dozen people, a few families, and it was suicide on paper. I mean, it was resigning from a top 20 school in the nation to take a church of just a few dozen people, but I couldn't get away from it. My heart was in it big time. And so that was 2005. And in 2009, after 4 years of being there, I wrote The Naked Gospel. That book was picked up by Zondervan and did really well. And then we ended up renaming the church. And today it's called The Grace Church. Back in the day, it was called Lubbock Bible Church. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just been a slow, beautiful journey to where we are today. And after moving to Lubbock and working as a professor and a pastor side by side, bivocational, for about 11 years, the ministry was growing and it was just too much to do. So I resigned. I resigned my professorship at Texas Tech. I gave up tenure, job security for life, and everything that people pursue there in academia. And I didn't look back for a second. And I formed the Grace Message. And I mean, Bob, I guess it's been, 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And I love what I do. I get to wake up every day and talk about my favorite thing.
Yeah, well, I think his name is Jesus.
That's right.
Well, Andrew, tell us about the mission. How do you envision it making a difference in people's lives? In other words, what are some of the things that are tripping people up and making them miserable in their lives?
Yeah, I think first it's this forgiveness issue. I mean, Jesus offers us total forgiveness in Christ, and here we are inventing methods for cleansing. You know, you've got the Catholic side where, of course, they're going to the confession booth and they're doing their last rites and their confessions and they're just trying to get clean and stay clean. But I don't know that Protestants, many of us are not doing much better these days. On the Protestant side, we're not going to talk with a man in a wooden box, but we are going to God direct, imagining that our forgiveness is little by little, progressive, day after day, sin by sin. And so I just love being able to turn the light on for people and pointing them to the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Saying, you know what? You don't have to do all that. It is finished. You are a totally forgiven person in Jesus, past, present, and future sins taken away. And Bob, that's just one. I mean, my goodness, besides forgiveness, you see what we've done in the religious world today. You look at what we've done with the law. We're telling people you're dead to the law and free from the law, except for the Ten Commandments, except for tithing, except for, and you fill in the blank there, but we're always making exceptions. And so here at the Grace Message, I mean, part of what I love is to turn the light on again and just show people, hey, wait a minute, you don't trust Jesus for salvation and then trust Moses for daily living. It's Jesus plus nothing, Jesus from start to finish. And if you got a lying problem, a cheating problem, a stealing problem, or whatever it is, a lust problem, a gossip problem, you trust Jesus, not Moses. And so we don't need training wheels. We need Jesus Christ. And the law is not going to help us sin less. I mean, the dramatic revelation is that under the law, we actually sin more. And then lastly, Bob, I would just say the other biggie for me that we're, you know, helping people see the truth is that we're a new creation and that you're not two people in there. You don't have two natures, two hearts. There's not two of you. You're a new creation, a child of God, born of the Spirit. And when the Spirit of God gives birth to somebody, Bob, he doesn't mess it up. He gets it right the first time.
Yeah.
And so I just love telling people who they are in Jesus Christ. And all of this is just about encouraging and helping people. Every night on the radio, we don't know what we're going to get. And that's what makes it so fun, just to trust the Lord with every bit of it.
Absolutely. Well, it may be a little bit difficult to just pull a story out of the air, but Andrew, what sort of impact are you seeing in people's lives as they hear this message?
Yeah, well, recently, there's lots of stories. We get emails from all over the world, but recently there was this pastor who is pretty pumped. He was ready to fly from Chicago to Dallas to have a conversation. He's from India. And he's been ministering there for many years, thousands of people in churches that he has relationships with, popping around from church to church and talking with group after group after group. And he came across the Grace Message. I'm not even sure how, but through the internet, he was surfing along and found us. And then it's been 3 years now, I believe, that he's spent just immersed in the teaching and getting to know his identity in Christ and learning about the love and grace of God. And now he comes to me and he says, this was just 3 weeks ago. He comes to me and he says, Andrew, I want to teach your conference and I want to share your books and I want to translate them for the people of India. So we gave him a conference manual and he's looking through the books now to create resources for people. And he's off to the races exciting. With a grin on his face and he's so excited. And
yeah.
I mean, that's just one person, but wow, you look at that. He can reach thousands of people.
Of course.
And, you know, with technology today, Bob, the sky's the limit. It's just, it's an exciting time to be in ministry, sharing the love of Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that there was at least one way that he picked up on the message and the ministry. And, you know, there's no question that the message is getting out there. And I know that there are multiple ways that folks can plug in. What are some of the ways that people can hear and see the Grace Message?
Yeah, well, first, 6 days a week, we're on the radio. So you think about that opportunity by itself. It's 5 p.m. in California. That's rush hour,
right?
Monday to Friday. And it's 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock on the West Coast and all across the country. It's just a beautiful time slot that we've been blessed with. And then on Sunday afternoon, that's our sixth day. So 6 days a week on Sirius XM across all of Canada, across the United States. And then every time we're on the air, we're also on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and social platforms of all kinds. We've got our mobile app and our website. We've got a podcast that is now over 1 million downloads and counting. We've got this new opportunity where it seems our podcast is going to triple in size within the next year. And oh my goodness, I just, again, technology makes this a very exciting time to share the love and grace of God with other people. I mean, there's more. Obviously, we have our books and our conferences, and we have a presence on oneplace.com and pray.com and Right Now Media. And so, Bob, the sky's the limit. It's only going to get more exciting in the next decade. You see what's happening with the web and with people getting connected with one another. Countries that once had no telephone service, now they're running around with cell phones and
sure.
mobile service and access to the web like never before. So it's a beautiful time to be sharing the new covenant and letting people know about the finished work of Jesus Christ.
The number of venues that the Lord has opened up is just amazing. It truly is. So a lot of different ways of reaching out. Is there anything else on the horizon that you're anticipating that you might be a little bit excited about?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. I mean, we've got a new book coming out in October of this year. It's called 101 Bible Questions and the Surprising Answers You May Not Hear in Church. And this is actually based on our new website called BibleQuestions.com. And we're about to launch an enhanced version of that, where we have the availability to offer these Bible answers in dozens and dozens of languages.
Yeah.
So we're going to be able to reach countries all over the world through this website, BibleQuestions.com. We're already reaching a lot of people with English, but yeah. I'm just, as a, you know, my background is linguistics and languages, and I remember sitting in grad school having speakers of 10 and 15 different languages next to me in that classroom. And even as a professor, I would have students that I was teaching from the Middle East and from China and from Japan. And, you know, I have a heart for reaching people all over the world. And in the coming year, we're going to see exactly that. That's my focus, is taking this message and allowing it to expand, you know, explode across the globe as God uses technology and his word in ways that maybe we've never imagined before. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I can tell, and I'm excited along with you, my friend. Okay, now we've talked about the various ways that friends can get connected with the Grace Message. But Andrew, what's the easiest way for them to stay connected and be alerted when new teaching resources become available?
Yeah, well, first of all,
like those that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, now. Yeah, we've got a few things we're going to be announcing in the next few months that are pretty big. And by the way, I did forget one big thing that's pretty important. We have a BibleCommentary.org that is now up and on the web and available for the first time. This is something we worked really hard on this past year. It is a number of letters from the New Testament that now have a grace-based commentary available through our website, where I'm basically taking my sermons and all of my past preparation and using that as a catalyst for this BibleCommentary.org website, where if you're a Bible study leader or a studier of the Word and you're just curious about a particular passage, or maybe you're a pastor preparing a sermon, or for whatever reason, if you want to delve in and learn more about a passage, you can go to BibleCommentary.org, and we're excited to make that resource available. But it's stuff like that, Bob.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
We've got two or three new things, just like BibleQuestions.com, BibleCommentary.org, a few new tools that we're rolling out. So people can go to our homepage at our website, and they can sign up for email updates. We give email updates throughout the month. We encourage people a few times a week with a short video. You can always sign up for our free content there at our homepage. You can also sign up by texting email to 97393. It's as easy as that. Pick up your phone and text the word email to the number 97393, and you can also get text updates. I don't know that people are taking advantage of that as much as they could, but we have already had thousands of people that are getting text updates. You can text the word GRACE to 97393, and then a few times a month you'll get text updates right there on your phone. So, you know, it's the mobile app and the website. There's a lot going on there, but you can find out more about us at andrewfarley.org. Again, that's andrewfarley.org, and you're going to find, I mean, Bob, we've got thousands of free messages there. Everything's free on the website. We just want to encourage people, whether it's a 10-minute video on your forgiveness in Christ or a full-length message on Romans 6 or whatever it is that you're searching for. It's all searchable by keyword and topic. So you can visit andrewfarley.org and check it out.
So multiple ways to stay connected with the ministry. That's exciting, Andrew. Well, finally, how can others get involved in the blessing of helping to share this message? And why are the next few days in particular looking very exciting?
Well, you know, for me, the next few days, the next few weeks, we're rolling out some new things. I told you about this ministry. We're putting out a resource that's going to be in dozens of languages. That, to me alone, it's going to quadruple our reach. I mean, once you have the same resources in Chinese and Japanese and Arabic and other languages, oh my goodness, I mean, it's an instant mission. But as far as this month, I mean, here we are, and we're at financial year end, fiscal year end. We want to go into the new year strong and stable and able to reach even more people. And so we encourage you, if you love what we're doing, if you love what we're about, you want to see more people learn of the finished work of Jesus Christ, then go to our website and give your gift. And this month, Bob, we actually have a generous donor who came forward to double everybody's gifts up to $100,000. We have a matching grant, which is, as you know, in ministry, that is a rare opportunity to be able to take advantage of a matching grant like this in the month of June. It doubles every gift. If you give $100, it becomes $200. If you give $1,000, it becomes $2,000. Every gift is doubled up to $100,000. And that is an amazing blessing for us. Yeah. We certainly want to take full advantage of that opportunity. So we're telling people this month, if you've ever thought about giving to the Grace Message, there's no better time than right now. You're helping us put the Grace Message in languages of the world. You're helping people like the pastor from India, who is now sharing our conference manual and other resources in India. This year, these next 12 months, I believe, is the year when we take the Grace Message international like never before in the languages of the world. So it is an instant mission at our doorstep. We invite you to give, be a part of this. We need you, and we thank you for your support. You can simply go to our website. It takes just 2 minutes to give your gift at andrewfarley.org. And Bob, of course, it's a nonprofit media ministry. Your gift is tax deductible, of course. And we're actually going to give a thank you this month to each and every donor. It's a copy of our book called God Without Religion. Can it really be this simple? So look, the new covenant in languages of the world coming this year, the matching grant, doubling your gift. This is the best time ever to donate to the Grace Message. We're so, so grateful for all of our supporters. And Bob, we just invite everybody, please go to andrewfarley.org and give your gift today.
What an exciting time to get this message out far and wide, Andrew, as you have very eloquently explained to the audience and to me. It's an exciting thing for me to be with you today as you've shared about the ministry, the mission, and the message. And friends, to emphasize once again, this is a fantastic time to support the ministry, because all of the gifts that you send to the Grace Message by June 30th will be doubled by the matching grant. Your gift will help more people discover God's grace and the true freedom that we have in the finished work of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to say thanks for your support, the Grace Message has a gift to send to you. It's Andrew's book, as he said, God Without Religion. Can it really be that simple? That will help you, of course, to discover a more joy-filled, peaceful relationship with God. You can make your gift online at andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org. Or simply by texting the word GIFT to 97393. Once again, that's GIFT to 97393. Well, now for Dr. Andrew Farley and everyone at the Grace Message, I'm Bob Davis saying God bless you and thanks for listening.